Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones. I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And namaste. You know, so nice, we'll do it twice. This is Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passion and action. I am Master Lady Kira Ra, here with my beloved wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka, and we are so delighted to be with you. This is a moment. I want you to just, first of all, don't you love our background?
There's
those of you that
the
see
moon.
All this cosmic energy pouring in with this beautiful full moon. This is a moment, and I'm feeling my crown chakra already being tickled by a lot of you out there breathing and breathing up. I love my breath, and really letting yourself be filled with that gift. And then breathing in again, my breath nourishes me. Ignites this illuminated presence. And Sri and I have so much to share about this.
No, we got to do that again.
Okay.
Breathing in, I love my breath.
Really? Through the nose. Yeah.
And breathing in again, my breath nourishes me.
And feel those sparkling crystalline showers that you're seeing pouring down on Sri and I right now and shared out with you. And I want to first give a big shout out over to bbsradio.com. We are so delighted to be with you today. Thank you for joining us. I also want to give a shout out to onenesstalkradio.com, where you can chat in the chat room. You can watch this video, or you can also listen via audio. And of course, there's a lot of you already in the call room. Boy, is that feeling fast. Get in there. 517-208-1500. Get into the call board. You can listen to the show while you're holding.
And there's lots of chat going on at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. People are having fun over there, and a couple of folks over at Facebook, and hopefully Oneness Talk Radio as well. There's a little technical thing going on.
But we never know.
You never know where the technical gremlins are going to be chewing on the cables.
And that's why we have made sure we have lots of them out there so that we can be with you right now. Now, you know, Sri, I just want to, first of all, as we are all loving our breath and being nourished by it, really say thank you to all of you that have been so present during this divine, extraordinary moment in January. And, you know, I love that today is the 12th. We are now halfway pretty much into where that January 25 kick that we're going to get when the year of the rat officially begins, that flow that's going to start moving even faster. And so I do want to give a shout out to those of you that just left Tosa Blue Mountain about an hour ago.
Yeah.
We love you. We miss you. And we are so grateful that you were all here.
Well, and this group came in on the 29th of December.
Correct.
And stayed for 12 or more days.
And there's still two more here, guys. We still have two right here, right now.
And,
hi,
and
guys.
The one thing I will say, and I say this with humility and respect.
In every way.
Being here that long, every one of these beings has anchored a higher level, a higher vibrational frequency, a greater opening of love. And they're all so happy. And I'm so delighted to see. I feel like that mother hen that says, go out into the world, you know, spread it around.
But let us know what you're doing. Please call, you know, because it really is that moment. You know, Sri, I love that you're sharing it that way, because with the energy that has come in right now, and we know you guys feel it. We know you feel it. There is this amplification in this year of the dragonfly that this January full moon has offered this beautiful lunar eclipse that called out to all who were willing to listen and said, okay, look, here's what's on the other side, right? The veil is lifted, the curtains are parted, the gateway is open. And then are you able to feel the depth? And it is a massive energy. The depth of the choices being made in this moment right now, right? Because it's all the big choices. And the way that I like to describe this is it's about allowing yourself to witness your choice and then to relax behind that choice and feel the ripple effect of that choice and not shy away from it. It's that moment. Mm. And that's pretty, like, I get out of breath just talking about it.
Well, and there's so, the one thing that has been coming forward in my consciousness every day is the depth and the complexity of the interactions that happen as we move forward in a field of ever-growing simplicity.
Oh,
now, play with this paradox. There is a depth and complexity to the interdimensional overlays, the timelines that are kind of weaving. They'll intersect and come apart and intersect again.
Yeah.
And of course, the expansion of our own beingness as we let go of the layers of imposition from our density brain. So there's all kinds of topics we can kick around. But you got that going on. Simultaneously, what's really happening is we are all simplifying into that which is essential. And that which is essential is pure, it's authentic, it's loving, it's peaceful, it's joyful, and it's now.
And it's happening in two ways, because it is happening for everyone. It's either happening through an ever-fining, spiraling energy that is inviting you into a greater sense of awakened awareness, or it's coagulating.
Ooh.
And it's becoming a very tight experience. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, this, it's very much the experience that your divine essence is allowing to be. And that's really about, I want to go back to what we've been talking about for about a month now. This is really about, are you ready to say yes and step into sacred union with the body to carry the levels of consciousness that are now available for you to actually carry an experience? And this is new. This is just here on the planet. And yet so many are already awake to it, because it's like one of those moments. It's like an overnight success, 20 years in the making. You know, it's that kind of thing where here it is. And it's been here. It's always been here. It's just that this is the moment where all these beautiful crystalline sparkles are coming down through this extraordinary, the way I'm loving that this is being shared as, and this was in that ensoulment that we want to get back to today, is that we are one voice with unlimited expressions.
Ooh.
And the power of saying yes to that, and the power of calling that forward, and how that works with the release of the fear that keeps us trapped in density. So it really is a moment of celebratory energy and cosmic ignition.
And it's a moment also where we can grasp and be with more than before. You know, as we talk about these timelines and the depths and the things that are going on, there is but one voice. There is one heart. It's God's heart, and it expresses through. And so there is this unification that is available for you to choose. Do you choose oneness? Do you choose to align with the oneness,
right,
or are you dancing with the diversity of the allness?
Well, that brings us to this ensoulment. And
okay.
I was thinking, why don't we read some of this?
Okay.
Because it ties into what you're sharing, and thereby we can expand this with you today. And speaking of expanding, the call board is like blowing up. So if you want to get in there, 517-208-1500, please give a call and jump in. We're going to get to you all very quickly soon.
Yes.
Yeah. And so let's talk about this ensoulment, because, you know, you and I were having a conversation early this morning. We, Sri and I, for the first time in 2 months, actually were able to get into the pool today. And it was such a gift of freedom, you know, an opportunity to really reconnect with that water element. And while we were in the pool, you know, there was so much energy that was coming in around the energy of fear, and how this energy of fear is being manipulated on the planet right now, that there is, you know, an energy around that. And so let's talk about it through this. This ensoulment came in at 12:03 p.m. is when it began, right when the lunar eclipse began, and it went on until 12:28. And but there's this one piece I think that we should read today.
Sure,
okay, so do you want to read it, or you want me to read it?
Go for it. You know where you're going.
Okay, well, or I could show you. It's right here. But okay, guys, you ready? Take a breath. Let's maybe bring our hands to our heart. All right. Your divine presence is frightening to those who would seek to call you crazy. They are afraid because deep within their own sense of self, they know that you are not crazy. Yet to call you sane would mean they would have to gaze at their own being. Now, just breathe that in before we go any further, because that is what this coming moment in January is going to be really having available for many to look at, is this experience of, am I engaging this at the level that seeks to tear me down, or am I in the compassion of my own sense of being, witnessing this from that higher dimension? And here's what they go on to say about that. That is the choice that all are awake to. The choice to gaze at your own being to awaken consciousness, or the choice to intentionally not gaze. Both are the journey. And when the choice is to not see, then it becomes frightening to believe that seeing is even possible. The level of consciousness that cannot accept possibility or expanded thought as an option within the creation is density consciousness experience. It is afraid of that which it cannot understand, and it cannot even understand why it is afraid. And the level of consciousness that chooses to gaze at its own being and to open the eyes of the divine soul lifts through the energy of compassion and witnesses the fear through the gateway of ascension awareness. This compassion understands the fear and surrounds it with love, fully understanding that it, the fear, cannot possibly understand. Therefore, it is the embodiment of forgive them, they know not what they do. True compassion, this is the moment at hand. And so it is. There is more. And I really felt, Sri, that that was important to revisit right now, because the moment at hand, especially what we were just sharing about the sanity experience and the non-sanity experience, that moment at hand is going to invite you to notice, where are you witnessing this? Are you the witness of the third dimensional being that is afraid and is concerned and is freaking out? Or are you compassionately holding that being with so much love that it anchors you in the fifth dimension, whereby that compassion expresses through your own divine energy and loves that which is acting out? It's a powerful experience.
Oh, it's a powerful experience. And all of you, I believe, have touched elements of this.
Yeah.
You know, we have talked for many years about how, as we awaken, those people that you thought were your friends might suddenly polarize and not be as friendly. They might be judgmental.
And you know, the way I want to say that, I want to agree with that and just add that I've been really there lately, guys. I've been looking at just that.
Yeah.
And I'm always reminded, having just been in Bhutan and having just been at Sarnath in India, that this is about the Buddha's journey. Right? The Buddha first said, wow, there is more, and then went into the woods and then found a way.
Yeah.
And it was a very harsh ascetic way. And then when the Buddha said, I am just going to sit here until this happens, it's going to happen, right? And the Buddha said, I get it. The first ones to polarize against him were the ones that he had been with.
Yes.
And so there is a beauty in that remembrance that when our heart is resonant and full, and when the energy that we invite or offer toward others uplifts all, then trust what's going on through you and allow it to be.
Absolutely. No, it's well said and important to remember. Mm. And I wanted to just add this piece about how, as we awaken, we need, if true awakening is marked by having compassion for others.
Exactly. And ourselves.
if you're only thinking that you've got a good beat on things and you're still judging other people, then you haven't finished the job yet.
Mm-hmm.
You've
mm-hmm.
gotten the mental part down, but the rest of the heart has to lift too. And the thing that I want to share with you is this game of polarizing against or being afraid of the awakened self. The awakened energy carries with it a frequency that is unsettling to those who have not yet claimed awakening. It can,
and that can, and I want to add, and that can include your body.
Well, and here's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Now that you can play this game internally. You can have those perspectives, those habitual points of view within your own psyche that says, what am I doing? I'm a little crazy, you know, and I want people to like me, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose. And so that dynamic of the inner torment
is
a reflection of the very thing going on in the outer world.
Right.
And so the key here is to smile at that and to forgive yourself,
that aspect
of yourself that doesn't know any better.
Yes.
And as we move forward into anchorship of the ascended state, then it becomes so much easier to be at peace with who we are, at peace with who the others are, and recognize that sanity has a different flavor in the ascended realms.
Well, and this is, Sri and I put out a home study program, and I encourage you to go check it out. It's called Ascended Sanity. And many years ago, we put this out because it was obvious that the levels of consciousness were starting to really become visible. And because of that, in the energy of the polarity, the experience, the awareness experience choice of sanity was also evolving and moving through another layer.
Yep.
And so there is sincerely ascended sanity and there is density sanity. And this is, I think what this ensoulment is also saying is that when you are aligned with density sanity, anything outside of that paradigm will be insane to you because you don't even understand what you don't understand. And then when through this gift of compassion and this awakened choice of beingness, of gazing within and saying, wow, there is more, when that ignites and you embrace it and you say yes to that which you are, then that compassion ignites you into that fifth dimensional state as just the beginning, where you are able to embrace it because you are seeing it with the wider angle lens. That is ascended sanity. And in ascended sanity, we see what is truly sane and what is not. Yet the gap or the gulf between density sanity and ascended sanity is the one single journey that only you can make.
Yes.
And all along the way, you will have extraordinary experiences. And some of them will be illuminating and some of them will be terrifying and some of them will set you back and some of them will set you forward. But if you never stop saying yes, and if you keep trusting that the divine has got you, it goes faster, it gets easier, and you cross that boundary line from density sanity to ascended sanity, where honestly, the brain relaxes because all the answers are there. And they're like an instantaneous download.
You know, and I'll offer you one more little metaphor because it's amusing. Living in South America, we Kira and I have grown accustomed to the fact that we have entered another culture, and we respect
and love
that.
It.
And
yeah.
We respect that culture,
totally.
Its history, and
totally.
Its color and vibrancy, and I remember the culture that I grew up in, and that when I was immersed in it, thinking it was all that is. So this whole difference between density sanity and ascended sanity is a little bit like international travel.
Oh, yeah.
Only you haven't left
or
any.
Universal citizenry, because we've lived in a lot of countries. Yeah.
And so as we anchor in the ascended state,
yeah.
There's times when I say, okay, I'm going into the grocery store. I need to remember that they look at things differently here. You know,
and how much money am I spending for that?
And so it is a little bit like entering another country, entering density.
Yes. It is like entering density, especially when you leave Tosa Blue Mountain.
Absolutely. And so the key is, I hope I've conveyed this, have a sense of humor.
Please.
Because it's all fine. Everything is existing. Every single person is getting that which they are choosing to be with.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is happening. The co-creative magnificence of what is happening has generated what we refer to as allness. Allness is the infinite tool chest. It is the infinite canvas that says anything can be created and happen.
Now, can I just jump in and say,
bet.
Because if you are, I'm hearing a lot of you saying, yeah, hey, wait a minute, I want to know more about that. Go to SriAndKira.com and click on the messages from the masters and read the lessons of oneness. 12 beautiful lessons of oneness that were delivered many years ago for really this moment in history. And you can learn a lot more about that. So I just wanted to jump in with that,
Sri, because
reference. As you were sharing that, I was listening to people and I was like, yeah, go look.
But as we just play with this, just having this conversation, so the infinite possibilities, every single creator being out there is contributing to either, you know, grouping some stuff or inventing new things of their own or whatever. They're all in their subjective worlds, which is part of the allness. When we awaken more consciously to the fabric that is holding all this together, when we're beginning to appreciate the oneness which supports the allness to exist, now we're dancing with a seeming paradox, and we begin to simplify our lives because we're coming into alignment with the oneness.
And this is what brings us full circle back to what we talked about earlier.
Exactly.
And this is why we're having this conversation with you right now, because angels, the energies of manipulation have never been greater. Right now, there is an energy that is working with fear, that is manipulating it so that the fear will become afraid of itself, at which point terror becomes the energy needed to jumpstart the systems. Your body actually becomes bored with fear because it became acclimated to the fear. So how do you stimulate yourself? You amp up the fear. Mm-hmm. And so just as that experience is coming forward right now in the third dimensional moment, that remember, we're in an experience year, experience month, and an experience decade. It's big, right? Makes me hold my breath. In this choice moment where we are all going through profound shift and visionary transformation through timeline adaptation as the awakening of self-ascension. So as you really breathe that in this moment, you also, rather than that fear going into terror experience, you are being gifted with a true opening of the veil to see who you really are and say yes to that being in the timeline that has opened the veil and said, are you ready? Mm. And I find that to be extraordinary, because we are in that moment right now. And the reason Sri and I sent out this ensoulment yesterday in the energy of the eclipse, which was Friday, forgive me,
it's okay.
Linear time and I don't get along. So it was on Friday, but we sent it out in the middle of the eclipse, and a lot of you received it. It's all time stamped. The reason we did that is that we were clearly guided that it would encode that ensoulment, and that the radio show Sri and I have been doing where we have been reading that ensoulment. So whether you're catching this real in live time right now, or whether you're coming back a day from now to see it again, or a year from now, or 10 years from now, we have the ability at this very breath to come together as one voice with unlimited expressions. That is the blessing of true oneness. True oneness is not the dissolution of the unique voice that you are. True oneness is the celebration that that one voice is heard and that the unique expressions are all supported. That is the gift that is before humanity, and it is happening at every level of consciousness. And that is why I felt that this ensoulment was so timely. You know, yeah. It just, there was such a presence around it must go out now. You know, we must give ourselves the gift of recognizing. And can I read one other thing from it, Sri?
Please.
I want to read one other. And we've been kind of jumping around, guys, but I found this to be very interesting. And if you did not listen to our show yesterday, Explore the Mysteries, where we really talked about the opening, this is like two ensoulments in one. The first, let me count, 1, 2, 3. It's like the first four paragraphs are a, hi, my friend, how are you? Let's chat. It's very much, it seems very personal, because it is. It's the personal we. It's the personal one. And it marked a very new beginning in the way the divine directors were sharing, because they stepped in under the presumption, so to speak, and I'm probably knowing is a more accurate connection, that as you were all coming in, right, you already know this. You are part of this experience. And so it was very much about, look, let's just wash away anything that's inauthentic. Let's cut to the chase and let's just do this, okay? And so I found that to be very profound. Mm-hmm. And so that section of the ensoulment, and we're going to get this back out again. If you weren't on our email list, you haven't seen this yet, but we are going to be making it into a little video and posting it up at YouTube because it's that important. And here's where they said that that section ended with, "We are all who we have been waiting for, and it is time to stop waiting and start experiencing." And this comes from that diving in and saying, oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. All right, what have I been waiting for? Why have I been thinking that some other thing, being, energy, experience is going to come see what we are, what I am, and how I do things? Why? When you're right here, right now, do it. Yeah. Just go. The universe has said, go. We're right here with you. The starter gun has been hit. You know?
I hear it.
Yeah. Boom.
To stop waiting and start experiencing.
Exactly.
Infers that you're taking some action now.
Heck yeah.
You're engaged rather than, I'll wait for the starter gun.
Here's my favorite. If it was meant to be, it would have happened by now. Bullshit. If it's meant to be, it means that you are taking the action to assist it to be as your guidance shows you. That spiritual cop-out has been around for so long, yeah. and we become adapted to it. And it is a part of that middle part of the pyramid. That's part of spiritual activism, where my way of believing in spirituality is the only way that will ever be. Thereby, it becomes my self-limiting belief. And this is the level that the entire planet is stuck in right now. This is where fundamentalism is bred, you know, is in that you're stuck between density consciousness and ascension awareness.
The good news is when you think there's other folks out there, you've just gotten out of the me bubble and you're being more inclusive. The bad news is you're trying to make them conform to your beliefs. And that's creating an imposition and an interference on their evolutionary process. Mm-hmm. So leaving that aside.
Okay, let's do that, Shri.
It's important to recognize that sometimes timing penetrates your own veils. Some of what is being shared here has been communicated by other ascended beings in other ways. And I'm reminded so much about one of those dear ensoulment series, The Lost Books of the Essene.
ShriKira.com, Messages of the Masters. It's all free.
Lost Books of the Essene is so powerful.
And, wow. And book 5.
And there's a teaching in there about there are those who are asleep, those who are drowsy, and those who are awake. And basically, it's a reminder that for those who are asleep, all you can do is be kind to them.
Yeah.
They're not ready to hear or do anything further. But in their own time and in their own way, they become what the Essene refer to as drowsy, sometimes awake, sometimes asleep. And there's moments of presence that would engage and support their growth. And if you're there and you're present, you're part of it.
Right.
What I'm getting at here, beloveds, is that our entire shared zone of experience, this planet and these cultures and societies and politicals, everybody is giving their all to their level of consciousness and their zone of engagement.
Exactly.
So density and the political structures and all of that, hey, they're getting their amp up as well. And some of the seemingly insane actions from one point of view will look very sane from another point of view.
Ascended sanity versus density sanity.
And so it becomes incumbent upon us to recognize that there is a divine lila, a dance playing out.
Oh, yeah. And
as we cultivate our own trust in our own process and our trust in our guidance, we must also trust that others are finding their way in their way, and that these seemingly tragic expressions may amplify in this time that you are also uplifting. But guess what? Your frequency is helping offset the seeming negativity. It isn't about the artifacts, the outcomes, the dance of the particular events. It's about the overall energetic environment where, as we lift, we are sending a wave, a coherent wave, out into the giant attractor field of quantum space.
So I have to share again, you know, I think we shared this on Soul Mirrors Thursday night, that Shri and I are finally really back meaning that, you know, we got back from our month-long journey and deep into Asia and up into Bhutan and India and all around. And we were here one day when our first guests arrived. And now we have two still here. But this is really the first that I actually know what day it is, kind of, and what time it is. And but what's happening, my loves, is that we are all in this moment being called to create the vision that we have been holding, that this is the moment where the convergence of the one energy as this beautiful unlimited expression is saying, whether you are the baby at the breast or you are 100+, it is time for us to come together and really see each other. And that I and one of the gifts that Sri and I have been sharing and having a lot of dialogue with the beautiful group that's been here live at Tosa Blue Mountain, and if you've been watching our radio shows, is that we are at a moment on the planet where the benevolent kings and the benevolent queens need to say we're back, and to really be present with the energy of the wisdom and the recognition of the divine magnificence that is radiating to us through all of the generations that are staring at each other. And that is, as all of these generations come together, we can honor the authenticity that we have held for so long that it took our children's children to wake up the planet to it. Mm-hmm. Yet we can bridge any form of separation when we relax into being authentic. And this is something that I know Sri and I have championed. It was not certainly politically correct at the time that we were very public, but we couldn't not be who we are. And so you, my angels, are who you are, and you are here right now. You are saying yes to you. And that is what authenticity gifts you with. If you do not give up the truth, simply because the untruth is being thrown at you constantly, if you can trust deep down within and know in that compassionate energy that can embrace those that can't even begin to understand why the truth would be important, then you will not only make it, you will thrive. And as Sri just mentioned, you will ignite masses of others to do the same. And this is our moment to unite. And I love that that was in the installment. Yeah. And that was the other piece I was going to talk about. Can I share that really quickly? And then we can go to the phone banks as well, because they're really full there. But I thought this was very interesting. So for those of you that already read the installment, another little piece. So here's what they said. They said, I'm going to go back to that. We are all who we have been waiting for. It is time to stop waiting and to start experiencing. This is the message of 2020. It is simple and it is vast. The dragonflies have begun their dance and the universe is speaking. So now the universe is speaking. So imagine that you're hearing this as like a universal question. Why is it that we, and remember, this is that collective personal we that they were talking about in the beginning. Why is it that we are not organized? What paradigm does that even exist within? To be organized is to simply be living the gift of who you are. I love that. Supporting each other and coming together as one voice with unlimited expressions. So I go back to Sri, the installment that came in December that said, imagine that world where with every breath, with every moment, with every gaze, all you ever see is the highest expression of all. That's what you see, and that is what is reflected back to you. And I think that's what this community does every time we get together. Yeah. And I know we have just had the blessing of living that from December 23rd, our first guest showed up, until today.
It's been very, very powerful.
Yeah, it has.
And it's to me, it's reminded me of the power of communities of light.
Yes.
That when we gather together, whether it's a living room cup of tea with ascended friends, people waking up, or whether it's a more formal gathering, a community, anytime we do that, we magnify each other's love and light, and that sends the signal out, and that ignites others to go, wait a minute, I got to come a little closer.
Well, and, you know? and it helps affirm any remnant self-doubt that you are not crazy, that indeed holding this positive knowing that this is the reality, all it takes is enough of us to step outside of our own self-imposed shadow and say, hey, guess what? Yeah. There's just too many of us to deny. And that is the one voice with the unlimited expressions, the undeniable presence of this illumination in harmony with all of the levels of consciousness, being together, seeing each other for who we truly are, and thereby inviting the creative essence of Gaia to reignite once more. Mm. It's a very exciting opportunity.
The creative essence of Gaia. We are all aligned with this essential creative capacity. And it reminds me to remind you, focus on what is emerging. Focus on what is positive. Yeah. Be in your heart.
Yeah.
Consciously breathe, because it's dead easy to focus on that which has gone before, or that which has something missing, or a perceived fault. It's dead easy to focus on your neurotic behaviors rather than your positive intentions. And when we choose to look out in the world and see each other at our highest potentials, exactly, we are saying yes to the creative impulse that would lift. Because one thing I know as fact, as our vibration lifts, the problems that were created at lower levels of consciousness just begin to fall away.
Because they were never real.
You don't have to chase them. You don't have to go through miles of therapy.
You know,
just lift, and keep going. Don't look back.
Yeah. And then, you know, Sri, I want to share that part of that lift is also lifting through all dogma.
Ooh,
remember
yeah.
that it's dogma that feeds our doubt, and it's our doubt that feeds our self annihilation in many ways, where we just will not accept any gifts of the truth of who we are. And this is not the annihilation of the ego. I'm talking about annihilating the experience in and of itself, whereby we are unable to even know we are experiencing. And so in this experience right now, we have this rich opportunity to really go to our heart center as the ascended anchor. And one of the gifts that when we look beyond the dogmas and all of that is that we begin to see what we left behind for ourselves, the clues as crystalline beings of light. Remember that you're here with help. We are all here with help, and we have left clues along the way from before this planet was solid, and they have all found their ways. And as each time, as each age is here in our experience of this linear timeline right now, we have our own clues that are being revealed, just as in other timelines, others have come forward. And one of the ones are the keys to ascension that are actually buried inside of the ancient Vedic text, the Bhagavad Gita. And I wanted to just invite you to check out. It is my honor at the request of the divine directors that after 25 years of studying and having these passages illuminated before me and having this incredible communion, that I have been invited to offer this as a 9-week series of spiritual support starting February 3rd at a time when the profound shift is really happening. It seems so extraordinary that this is the moment to reveal this. And so I'm inviting you to come join me. There is a little short film, a little 2-minute video on our homepage at sriankira.com if you want to check it out. And we would look forward to welcoming you.
It's truly a magnificent text. And it's one of those ones that is a lot easier and more fun to do it together and to be able to share and explore each evening once a week. So check it out. I invite you to treat yourself.
Yeah, and I know it would be my treat and my honor to be with you on that journey. So I'm excited.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sri, you're ready to go to the phone lines. I can tell he's been the phone lines to be going, over here, Sri.
Well, what do we got here?
Well, I mean, should we start right there at the top? And it looks like maybe Burlington, Iowa, maybe?
All right.
Hey, Burlington, Iowa, namaste.
Hello. Namaste, Sri and Kira.
Hi.
Hi. First, I want to tell the two of you happy anniversary month.
Oh, thank you.
So happy of your guys' union of love. And I also want to share with you that the ensoulment that you started off with, the Parvi ensoulment, I felt such a representation of what you guys have offered to all of us in that ensoulment that it, I felt like I could start crying and hearing it and just the gratitude of what you both offer, and that it's something that we individually can take away and illuminate in our own lives. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
I also wanted to share that today I've been catching up on Thursday's show and yesterday's show, which both were exceptional. Thank you so much for those.
Thank you.
And I felt really, as I was listening to them, I just felt a calling where there was a personal soul reading, but that maybe it wasn't just for me. In fact, I know it wasn't just for me. A soul reading is one for many of us. And so I'm calling to see if I can get a soul reading.
First of all, Angel, I'm so glad I wore waterproof mascara because I have tears coming out of my eyes. Thank you. I know why you had to be our first caller. I know why you are here today, meaning that there is, as you are sharing, and as you were inviting, this energy that came in around you first came in the very top of your heart center, and then it went up to your throat center. And for one moment, I almost thought I couldn't breathe. And then my eyes just spontaneously felt this like release. And then my third chakra at first felt tight, and then it was just like floating, like this beautiful floating river. And all of these voices are saying at the same time, and it's like I'm listening to every angel, every master, every incarnate being, and it's this beautiful, beautiful symphony, and they're all saying the same thing. Do not be afraid, because we are here, and we have heard you, and you are ready. And they just keep saying that over and over again. And as I'm sharing this with you, I feel like I've been on this whole journey of clearing out all these remnant particles that would have sought to even for one breath stop that which has already begun. And so thank you for carrying such profound energy. Thank you for being so beautiful. And thank you for the blessing of you. I'm very grateful to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love you too very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you too, sweetheart.
Many
Namaste.
Blessings.
Wow. And do you feel that, Sri? Like, I'm still feeling what it's almost like a breath of new life is the only way I can describe it. But it's been like holding in some people's third chakras, and I'm feeling it moving through the heart and moving out through the throat. And I'm inviting you, you know, breathe in through that nose, right? I love my breath, and really relax into your breath, because you know, oftentimes, this is one of the things that I'm always so honored with all of our callers, is that I really feel that we're all surrogating
for
all of us.
Sure.
And that felt very much like an attunement to me.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. One of the things to remember is that we are co-creating this reality together. We are co-creators having a shared experience. Just because you're not aware of parts of it doesn't mean it's not going on.
It's so true. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And so as we tune in to each sacred being who steps forward and says, I'll offer my heart and ask for that reading, we know it is touching many, many others.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thanks
so
thanks for
thank
being
you.
One of them.
Yeah. No. And this is part of that one energy,
yeah.
Right? You know, the one energy, but with all of these beautiful universal expressions. So, hey, let's say hi to somebody else, Sri. Oh, my goodness gracious. How about we're going to New York, it looks like, right?
Okay,
New York.
Let's do that. Hello, New York.
Hey, namaste, New York. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome.
Hello. I cannot believe I'm talking to you guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, it's our honor, Angel. Thank you for being here now.
My name is Autumn. I'm from New York, and I've been reading and listening to you for quite some time now. I love you guys. I read in you in a Journal of Emergence.
Thank
I love you,
you
guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I am all over the place. I would just really like a mini soul reading, if possible.
Oh, Angel, Autumn, of course. First of all, Angel, bring your hands. I'm bringing my hands if you're watching or if you're not, if you're just listening, like right at the high heart, like just under the throat, but put both your hands there because there's like a flutter in your energy field there. And it's almost like an anxiousness or a nervousness. And it's like it flutters on your heart space and it triggers a sense of indecision or even skepticism. And it comes up into your throat and it moves right up just like a little mist over your brain. And the reason I'm putting my hands on my heart with you, and Sri is too, and I know that we're all doing this together right now, is that deep within your heart center, there is this beautiful, it's like a little flower, and it's like green. It's different colors of green, and it has this pretty little golden center. And it's like it's sitting there all happy going, as soon as you see me, we can go. And this, it's this been this flutter that has kind of kept that away. And so I'm inviting you to really relax into the potentiality that there is so much more in front of you and that you already know that. And it's about just relaxing into it and going, you know what? Okay, I'm going to know it. And I'm going to let that manifest and I'm going to let that come forward and I'm going to see where that takes me because you have so much explorative energy in you. You know, there's like so much you can see. And so I'm inviting you to relax into that and have fun with it and go enjoy the ride. I am so glad you got through today, Angel. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Be blessed.
Oh, you too, you Autumn. Too. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Beautiful. Wow, you feel that?
Yes. Wonderful,
wow,
wonderful,
that
wonderful.
Is really quite amazing. All right, Sri, where are we going? What time is it? All right, hey, let's go to Indianapolis. Oh, Indianapolis just hung up. Okay, Indianapolis, if you heard us, you can call back. All right. How about right here in Twin Cities? Let's do the Twin Cities. Namaste, Twin Cities. Hi.
Hi, it's Cheryl in Minneapolis.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Namaste. Welcome.
Thank you so much. My first time calling in. I'm so blessed.
We're delighted to connect with you today.
Thank you. I was just hoping for a mini soul reading.
Breathe. as you said, I was just hoping for a mini soul reading. I literally felt my breath stop. And so just breathe as number one. And then it's interesting. I'm seeing your head like you would be in a prayer position almost, like just bent. And I'm seeing your hands on your stomach. And there's one aspect of this that almost feels like, oh, I'm tired. You know, I'm tired. And this is feeling hard. And then as I lift, I see this golden, like, cape. It's like this beautiful golden like cape and it's over you and it's saying just relax into me. I'm right here. And that is really the energy that you're being invited to do right now is to relax more and to really sink into that relaxed moment knowing that It's like the only word I can give you is it's already done. It's already formed. It's just that there's this breath between this, I'm tired and it's too much. And you know what? I'm going to let this happen. And so that's what they want you to hear today. And thank you for being here today. It's a gift to connect with you, honey.
Thank you so much. That really resonated with me. And I love you guys so much. And appreciate the time. Have a blessed week.
Thank you, sweetheart. You, so good to connect with you. We love you, honey. Namaste. Whew, Sri, I need to take a breath.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm being guided to recall that as as this moment right now of January is here, and remember, guys, we are at the 12th, and that we are building. There is this vast experience energy, and that do you, Sri, have the energy flow? There it is, the 2020 energy flows. There it is. I want to put that up on the screen again for those of you that may not have caught this last week, because this is really important. And yeah, Sri and I will be expanding this all year long. But remember that if you look at the key there, the square. Those are the months that will have the greatest profound shift in 2020. And they're like bookends. It's right now, January, February, September, and July, August, and December. And that the pyramid of this visionary transformation through timeline adaptation rises up from both of these profound shift experiences, and it brings us into the heart of that dragonfly energy. And this is where I invite you to really become the dragonfly. And if you start flying, feel how that pyramid is lifting and how that energy is inviting you. And that's where the spin comes in. And the spin is this awakening to self-ascension, this recognition that we are at a moment whereby everything that you deep down know is true, often that which has probably been challenged the most, is what is ready to support you to get you through. This is a moment of extraordinary and incredible connection, and a moment where we are being invited to remember our heritage, our truth, well beyond the paradigm of the perception of a reality that we are co-creating. We are being invited to expand our vision. And I don't know, do we have that one here, Sri? The expand your vision? There it is. All right. So we'll put that one up there. You are being right there. How do you expand your vision? You got to open your mind. So we are being invited to open the mind, open your mind, open my mind, open, expand your vision. Ignite your heart, and together, that's how we can heal the world.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. It's so important that we continue to relax into the truth of the expansion of the moment. The habitual orientations oftentimes sneak in around the edges. The fear-based society oftentimes triggers shadow elements within us. And we have to, you know, it's important to kind of smile at that when it happens, and then just keep reaffirming your highest truth.
Exactly.
And together we are better because Absolutely. We help each other do that. I was just over at the YouTube chat and just feeling touched by all of the sharing there, and stuck a little comment in because it's important to remember that as we encourage each other, as we pay attention to each other, as we love each other, we are supporting the expansion.
Absolutely.
And together we are better.
In so many ways. And I just also want to let you all know that we have tried to jump into the Oneness Talk radio chat today, but for whatever reason, it just keeps spinning and spinning. But I know you guys are having an amazing journey in there. Sri, I'm looking at our time. Can we sneak in one more caller?
Sure.
All right. Why don't we? They were right here in front of me. Oh, there we are. We're going to go back to, it looks like Nyack, New York, maybe. Namaste, Nyack, New York.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sri and Kira.
Hi.
This is Mo.
Hi, Mo. Namaste.
Welcome, dear one.
Oh, turn down your radio, honey.
All right.
I'm calling up knowing that what I'm going through is something that everybody needs to be going through. Do I need to turn something? How's that?
You're better.
Better.
Yeah. Just focus on the phone.
Just stay with us, honey, on the phone, because we're going to run out of time.
Okay. There are symptoms that I'm having. Okay. So I'd like a mini soul reading. Basically dealing with wellness. Am I dealing with joining with my body as my partner?
Okay, Mo, I want you to take in a deep breath, first of all, and really with me, breathe in through that nose really deeply. I love my breath. Really breathe that in and relax it. And then we're going to do that again. My breath nourishes me. Let's breathe in. My breath nourishes me. and breathe it out. And Mo, first and foremost, yes, you are absolutely in a moment of choice. You are absolutely in a moment. And honey, I will share with you that I, through personal experience, know that this can be extremely challenging. However, the other thing that's happening right now is that it is vital you pay attention to your physical form in density. What is it asking for, and are you listening? Let go of all of the spiritual overlays and just first give the density body the attention it wants. And if you do that, you're going to find that it will relax, and then you'll be able to deal with the spiritual body, and then you'll be able to deal with all the other bodies. And the key is your breath. I want you to keep consciously focusing on deep breath. And thank you for bringing this in for everybody, because there are a lot of us going through that right now. But trust yourself, trust your body, and listen to it. I love you, Mo. I'm so glad you got through. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. We love you, honey.
Much love, dear.
Bye, sweetheart. I love you too. You know, Sri, I love that Mo got in, because this is what's happening. And remember, guys, it is a big choice moment.
Yeah. And I want to just pick up on that a little bit, because our bodies are dancing with the dimensional energies much as you are.
Yes.
And there's always seems to be just a little lag, because the bodies, you know, a spirit into form.
Right.
The bodies are integrating these frequencies. And in order to integrate some frequencies, it's necessary to expel other frequencies.
Right.
And that could involve a healing crisis. That could involve a congestion, a pain, a symptom, onward we go. So we must, if we choose to live a life of love, we must listen to our bodies and offer it the reassurance and perhaps an intervention that is needed. It could be as simple as, I'm thirsty, I need water, but it could be more complex, I need certain herbs, or I need some assistance.
Right.
And how do you know if you're not listening? How do you know if you're not loving and respecting your vessel? So this is part of the reminder that we are in sacred union with our physical form.
And this is the compassion that will lift you into the fifth dimension, because when we can accept our body as our sacred partner in equal partnership with the illuminating presence of the soul, we thereby begin the process of reverse aging, we begin the process of weight normalization, and we begin the process of ascension into levels of consciousness that have not been supported by this level of creation before. This is a celebratory moment, and it begins with the compassion you have for your physical form. So I love that Mo was on the air today.
Yeah, let's breathe that in.
As was all of you.
You know, beloveds, as we come to a close for today, carrying with us so many beautiful impulses and recognitions that were stimulated during this broadcast, I want you to just smile and breathe. And as you breathe, may you trust, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
We love you.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.